wholesale pricing.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of the Genesis radio stations. Glad to have you with us. We'll start out the show with my friend Danielle Park. Danielle is a very successful fund manager, also a best-selling author, and have been on the show a number of times. She and her husband, Corey, run money out of Toronto. When I say run money, I mean manage people's money, et cetera. A very, very astute couple, and it's great to have Danielle on the show. Danielle, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Will.
We have an interesting situation right now as we're recording this. You know, the Wall Street Journal came out earlier in the week, and they said that they felt there was a chance that the earnings numbers for second quarter may be strong enough that that the market would not experience any major downward movement, I guess I should say. Then the next day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ and the S&P all proceeded to plunge. The Dow was down over 200 points, the NASDAQ over 50, the S&P was down over 25 points. The reason behind that, and this was on Tuesday, the reason behind it was consumer confidence went down during the month of June. Global growth, the fears concerning global growth was hitting the market. The situation in China was beginning to not look very good, and so the markets really started to go down, down, down. Now, my question is, and I really don't want to talk short term here. I want to talk longer, at least midterm, but let's say midterm to long term. I mean, what should people do? There is so much trepidation in the market right now. Nobody knows what's going on. Everybody's scared. What does Danielle Park have to say about that?
Well, you know what? We've been worried about this market for the past few months, and it's been building. In my view, there's been a lot of escalating indicators that would suggest that this period of weakness was coming. And, you know, it's funny because I'm actually technically on vacation this week, but this morning I wrote a piece on my blog to say, you know, hurricane season coming. And I think that people have to be very careful here again. And I'm not trying to scare people away from their long-term strategies. If they've got risk management in place, that's great, but 95% of the people out there don't. They've got this hold and hope strategy, and I think that's disastrous in this type of environment. You know, the fact that the S&P was up 9% on the year till April and now is down 6% for the year gives you some sense of the type of a trend we're in at the moment.
Yeah, we're in a different, I mean, it is a definite downward trend right now. You know, I think of what a former U.S. president said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, the stock market, I don't think that's true in this case, though. I think that there are some very, very sound fundamental reasons that are dragging the market down, and I think that's going to continue for a while. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, because what happened was, in my view, it's quite simple. We had this sort of halcyon couple of quarters where the government pumped in money and there was hope that maybe they would be able to get the fire started again. I think what's happened in the last few months is a realization that, wow, that money's been spent by and large and we still don't have much of a fire going here. And then if you look at the G20, G8 talks that went on, you know, just near us, in the last week, I think you come out of that with the realization, which is the theme at the moment of, oh boy, governments actually can't solve this. And there is no real consensus because different countries have different ideologies about how this, you know, the debt crisis should be faced. So I think that there's just cracks in this whole belief system that, you know, printing money can solve the problems or that governments can solve the problems, and a realization that, no, actually small businesses where the solutions have to come from, and small businesses are still in a lot of pain at this point. So I think that that's the theme is not really, you know, one, like consumer data, consumer confidence is weak. That shouldn't be a shock. It's been weak, you know, for quite some time. China, that was a good piece of information in this whole puzzle this morning for those that have been China bulls and hoping that, you know, sustained growth there would somehow save the world. I think the realization is, wow, they're slowing too, and their domestic demand continues to be weak. And that isn't going to be enough to pull the cart here.
What is it going to take in your mind to pull the cart?
We're going to have to go through a buildup in savings. You know, the U.S. savings rate was back to 4% just recently, the most recent data. So it's back in the increase mode, which is a healthy thing. It's short-term painful for the economy because there's not as much spending. And we know that credit's in contraction. So if credit's contracting and consumers are trying to save, that's weak for the overall demand picture. But I think that's the right trend. The right trend is writing down, paying down the debt, building up the savings. The bad news is it takes a few years, right? You can't do that in a matter of weeks and months, not coming off the kind of destruction that we had in the last few years in terms of real wealth for people. So we've had this big real wealth destruction, and now we got to build it back slowly. And that's going to be hard to do because of the ongoing unemployment picture, for example. But those that are able to have some cash flow are going to want to squirrel more nuts away. And I think that is all very positive longer term. It's what we need to do. But it's not going to be real robust for the growth picture. And that's why I don't know if it's an outright contraction in GDP. I don't take that off the table. But I think certainly GDP of less than 2 is very strongly probable, you know, somewhere maybe around 1%. And that's going to feel like a continued recession for a lot of sectors.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying about squirreling some money away. That's something that Kathy and I started to do a number of years ago, and it was probably the best move that we ever made. I have to say, though, that in terms of an input for economic growth, when people save, they don't spend, and the economy will not grow. I mean, it's an interesting conundrum, isn't it?
Well, you know what I think? It's like for the last few years, people were kind of throwing their own personal health under the bus for the, quote, support of this ethereal growth. Like it was growth that it wasn't actually lasting growth because it was credit-driven, right? So people kind of jeopardized their individual security and health by taking on more credit and spending, which arguably you could say in this logic that you're suggesting would be for the greater good, right, because it produces some kind of growth. But I think what you've got now is a much more protectionist reversion to the mean, which is people saying, you know what, to hell with the overall growth picture. I need to build up my balance sheet a bit. I'm feeling very insecure and precarious in our financial situation. So now you've got this focus back on the individual trying to do what's right for their family, which as I insist that that is the right way to build a strong economy eventually, because you get these fundamental supports, which are, you know, have some savings and ability to contribute wealth to the economy. But right now, you've got to deal with that build-up period, and that's where the individual is going to choose themselves over the overspending for the economy every time because they're worried. And also, if you look at countries, I know everyone's saying, listen, protectionism's not the way to go, and Geithner's trying to tell the world, stop thinking about, you know, building up wealth and savings and try and keep spending. But the rest of the world's not buying that, right? They're saying, no way. For us individually, we need to get our fiscal house in order, and we're going to focus on that. So you have this us and them thing, and I think it's going to be with us for a while.
One last question. We have a minute left here. My question is, what are you and Corey telling your clients?
Well, we've already been out of equities for the past few months, so we have a strategic weight in U.S. dollar. We've got some a sector weight in natural gas, which we recently just added as a buy. We'll see how that plays out. That was based on our technical analysis of the trend in natural gas. So we've got some U.S. dollars, Canadian dollars, high-quality bonds. We've got some long-term bonds. The U.S. 10- and 20-year broke out, and it's in a major uptrend at the moment. So we've been making money year-to-date. We're quite content. You know, if we can own things that are going up in this kind of market, that's pretty remarkable, and we're grateful for that. And we're just going to wait. We've got cash. We're going to wait for opportunity. I know it's coming. I think it may take till, you know, a few months. It could be the fall. It could be sooner. But there's excess valuations I still think we have to work off here to get a real connection again between reality and what stock prices are likely to do. And when that comes, I'll be happy to buy some stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
There you have it. When that time comes, Danielle is saying that, you know, possibly by the end of the summer. I think that she's probably 100% right. Stick around. Let's see what Steve Carr and Clyde Harrison have to say. We'll be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got to admit, Danielle Park is a very, very interesting woman. I think that her take on the market is is accurate. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that being right now in very conservative investments, specifically cash and long-term bonds, I don't think is a bad place to be. We're going to get another opinion on this right now from a gentleman who was on the show before, Andre Julien. Andre is the chief financial officer and a senior market strategist for an organization in Irvine, California called Upvest Wealth Management. Andre, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're talking right now about, you know, the market is a pretty scary place. When you and I were chatting off the air, we both agreed that these are very, very unique times. What's your take on it, and what are you telling people to do, Andre?
Well, I think it is definitely a time for fear. I mean, if you look at the data, you look at what's going on, I think that, you know, if you want to summarize it in a sentence, is the underlying issues that began this whole crisis have never really been dealt with.
No.
They've just been glossed over, and a bunch of stimulus has been thrown at it. And I think it was in hopes that eventually the market would bring back the economy, you mm-hmm. know, because the economy obviously lags behind the market growth.
Sure.
And we're just not seeing that happen. And because it's not happening with the high unemployment numbers and with the debt problems that we have in Europe and now the slowing of China's growth, I think those things just show us that those problems were never properly addressed.
Yeah. What do you think of, I mean, are the current, you know, President Obama's strategy was basically throw a whole bunch of money and, you know, at the situation and that will fix it. The stimulus package obviously is not working. What do you think we have waiting for us around the corner, Andre?
Well, I mean, I think it's just another recession. It's a double dip. I don't think it's going to be as bad as it was before, and that's simply because people are more prepared for it. And that might have actually been, you know, part of the plan is to, you know, once you start getting and taking a certain course with spending, with stimulus, people get accustomed to that course and they become more comfortable with it. So it's a lot easier for the government to come back and say, you know what, we need to stimulate more. We need to spend more. The problem with that is again, it's just a Band-Aid. And we will have, I strongly believe, this double dip where you see the recession, you see growth slow down. You're already seeing it. You're already seeing it in our strongest country, China. And once that growth finally hits the bottom and slows down to a place where it has to turn around, you know, based on the economic cycles, mm-hmm. well, then obviously we'll start a slow recovery. But I think what people really need to be prepared for is a slow recovery. Everybody just wanted it so quick. They wanted the worst financial crisis in our history to end in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see how that's possible. To me, it logically doesn't make sense. How can you have the worst crisis of anything?
Yeah.
Just miraculously turn around in a year.
You can't.
It's going to take time.
What are you telling your clients to do with their money right now?
Diversify across market sectors. That's something that we've been preaching for years. It's something we'll continue preaching, and it's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And people are so stuck into equities. You put your money in equities. Here in the United States we have 401ks, and you just, they're an accepted form of investment. You put your money into the equities. You sit there, and over time it'll grow. Okay, well, look at someone that started that 10 years ago. Where's their 401k now?
Yeah.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
No.
And so it's tough because there are a lot of people that might have started 401ks and they were nearing retirement right now. Now they don't have enough money to retire.
Right.
That's tough. So the only way to help yourself navigate through market risk, and the market risk is the risk of the entire market, is to diversify into different asset classes. You can't just be stuck in equities or your portfolio is going to suffer. And that's a well-balanced portfolio. Look, you know, putting money into commodities, putting money into managed commodities, even looking at REITs, you know, certain real estate investment trusts, there's good opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
But balance your portfolio outside of equities so that when you do have these dips and you do have these troubles in the economy, there are other asset classes that actually perform well when the economy isn't doing well. Why not have your money there?
Give me your opinion on precious metals, would you?
Precious metals, I mean, right now you have a huge sell-off in gold today, unbelievable sell-off in gold today. And you know, the speculation is that people are running from gold into treasuries right now, just because, I mean, they really want a true safe haven buy, and they're even a little troubled with the gold. But, you know, we also see it as just a temporary setback in that market because, again, it is a trader's market. You have very low volume of trading today. It's right before the July 4th mm-hmm. weekend here in the U.S. Typically, the big traders are gone. You know, somebody sneezes and the market will move today. That's the way it works. So there's, you know, probably a lot of people are taking risk off the table in any market right now. But for the long term, I think that you have a basket of the precious metals in your portfolio. It's just the way it goes. I think you have to balance your portfolio mm-hmm. with it. You buy gold on the dip. So this is a nice opportunity to buy, and it kind of adds your portfolio. It helps you out. And I think even this might be counterintuitive, but I think a good place to look also is in the industrial metal sector, especially after the news that came out of China. We know that they're slowing down right now. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's a temporary slowdown. The wages are going up in China, and because wages are going up, and they now announce that they're going to have a bit of a controlled float of their yuan, which was big news a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But with the wages increasing, that entails actually them supporting their yuan, strengthening their yuan, because mm-hmm. they need to still maintain that trade balance they have with the rest of the world, and that's going to help our exports. And again, it's going to fuel their demand as their consumer base increases. And once that occurs, I think you're going to see demand go back into growth, and you're going to see those industrial metals pick up. And since they've actually had a bit of a pullback, now's a good time to look at the industrial metals sector for investing.
Got about 2 minutes left here. You know, my opinion right now is I think for a long-term investor, you mentioned REITs. I don't think real estate is a bad place to be right now, and I really mean that. I think that the market is so depressed, you know, obviously it's going to come back. It may not come back to the levels that we saw, you know, a few years back, but it's definitely going to come back, you know, and I think that for the long term, real estate is not a bad place to be. Do you think I'm nuts, or would you agree with that?
No, I mean, I like that. I mean, you know, you buy when everybody else is selling, you sell when everybody else
right.
is buying. You know, maybe the only exception to that has been gold, because everybody seems to be buying gold, and mm-hmm. it continues, you know, except for today's little hiccup, it continues to trend up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. When you look at the real estate market, and you look at over the long term, you look at cycles in the real estate market, it will cycle down and then cycle back up. We had that happen in the 90s. You know, there were people that were stuck in their homes for 5, 6, 7, 8 years longer than they wanted to be because there was a depression in the real estate, not a depression, but a depressed state in the real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it bounced back. And, you know, when you're looking at REITs, the benefit of a REIT, a real estate investment trust, is that not only can you benefit from a rise in the real estate market, but with the REITs, a lot of people don't know this, but they should, that they actually own property that has income coming in, and you share in that income.
Yeah.
So, you know, they own property with buildings on them, and those
sure.
buildings get rent. And so not only do you get the value of the property over the long term and the rise in that value, but you also have a bit of a form of a dividend in income coming in.
I agree. Okay. There you have it. Andre Julien, CFO of OpFest. He's going to be back on the show again. You're a great guest. I appreciate your insight. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots is over today. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Chatting right now with Marshall Barrell. Marshall has been a guest on the program many, many times before. He is the co-portfolio manager of a very, very successful mutual fund called the Encompass Fund. The Encompass Fund is somewhat unique in the sense that it does have as part of its portfolio small cap mining companies. And so, in terms of getting information on small cap companies and in terms of getting information on gold, silver, what have you, Marshall Barrell and his partner Malcolm Gissen are our go-to guys. Marsh, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Had an interesting week. Generally speaking, gold was down significantly all week. On Thursday, it was down almost 50 points. Interestingly enough, the conventional markets were also down significantly this past week. I think people are really getting scared. What says Marshall Barrell?
Well, I think you're right. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that leads to concern and some fear, which is taken over from greed currently. And I think there's this also other factors that at work this past week. You had June 30th, which is the end of a quarter. It's the end of the first half year of 2010, and you have portfolio adjustments. It's after June 30th, Thursday and beyond, you've got people saying it's some profit-taking. Gold performed very well in the second quarter of the year. It was one of the best-performing asset classes. There's probably some profit taking that has come out of that. There's also the factors with the currencies, and possibly Europe is getting its act together. That means some people want to get out of being short the euro or back into the euro. That affects gold. And I think it's one thing if you look at it on a short-term basis, a given day or a given week. It's another thing if you look at it on a longer-term basis. On a longer-term basis, we still remain very positive on gold and silver and some of the other commodities.
Marshall, I talked earlier with Danielle Park, who is a portfolio manager and also an author, and she is saying right now that in her opinion, probably through the summer, it's best to stay on the sidelines. Now, you and I have talked about that particular subject before. I don't believe you would agree with that. Am I correct?
To a degree, yes and no. Encompass Fund, which I co-manage with Malcolm Gissen, and we also have two analysts that work with us on the fund and its investments, and we have that discussion on an ongoing basis, but particularly over the last couple of weeks as the markets have the volatility that they have. And historically, particularly with the junior gold companies, the junior miners, it tends to get quieter in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons for that is that there's a lot of drilling programs that are going on over the course of the summer, and the results of the drilling results, assay results, maybe 43-101 updates tend to come in the fall. So people tend to take a vacation, if you will, during the summer, both literally and figuratively. So there are people that are on vacation. There's less, generally less activity in the markets, and particularly with the smaller companies, during the summer. And I assume that's what Danielle was referring to, and whether it was or it wasn't, that would be our view. You're likely to see a quieter summer overall for particularly the smaller mining companies. Again, having said that, if you want to look beyond the summer, you may say the activity that's going on in the markets currently, where there is a sell-off, is a buying opportunity. Frankly, that's how we would view it. When you see gold come down from, 1260 to, the 1200 area,
yeah,
maybe lower, one never knows. But it should be looked at in the context of, for an investor, for the longer-term person, hey, this may be a good buying opportunity.
What about the conventional markets? I mean, you've been stressing pretty much the resource markets where, and that's where my expertise certainly is, but we have a lot of listeners who are really more concerned. I don't know if they're more concerned, but they're also concerned about the conventional markets measured by the Dow, the NASDAQ, what have you. I mean, do you think there's opportunities there, or do you think we're perhaps in the beginning of a long-term bear market in the conventional markets?
No, I think there's opportunities. There are generally always opportunities in various companies and maybe sectors. There's probably some opportunities. And our view would be that we're not headed back into a bear market, although some would say when the general market averages are down, say, 15% off of their highs of a couple of months ago, the traditional view is that a 20% decline off the highs is a bear market, and we may or may not get there. But it's going to be very important over the coming weeks as the earnings reports come out, which will start in a week or so. The earnings reports for the second quarter will be out. They will be very important, and also particularly important will be what the management say by way of guidance or where they see the economy going over the next 3 to 6 months. And that's going to have a big bearing on what the markets in general do over the coming period of time. Again, having said that, we think that there's going to be opportunities to make some, to purchase some companies, some stocks at advantageous prices.
You know, the Wall Street Journal came out with an article earlier this week where the reporter was saying that we could be into actually a fairly positive earnings season in terms of the reports that are going to be coming out. But, you know, you have that on the one side, but on the other side, you've got decreasing consumer confidence, a terrible situation with employment, a terrible situation with housing, you know, and it goes on and on and on. And you just kind of have to wonder, are those things going to, you know, balance each other out, you know, the positive on the one hand, the negative on the other hand, or you know, are people going to keep their money on the sidelines because they're just scared to death as to what's going on in the future? I mean, you know, the typical headlines that you're seeing right now are stimulus package not working. And that's a major, major statement. That's a very important statement to put in the conventional press. And to have that, you know, and then to see the auto sales going down, the housing sales going down and on and on and on, you know, I think that people are going to start perhaps being very, very skittish. Now, having said that, I would agree with you that, you know, they start selling stocks, and that could represent one heck of a good buying opportunity.
And all of those factors that you bring up are certainly the case. They're certainly what's in the marketplace, but that's a big factor. They are in the marketplace. They are known. The housing numbers and unemployment and the stimulus package is not working as was thought would be the case, and all those various factors are known, and they're in the marketplace. It's to what degree have they, even though they're in the marketplace, have they not been fully discounted or not? And that's what we'll see. Yeah. Our view is that a lot of that is already in the marketplace, is already discounted, and unless the economy, both in the United States and around the world, the economies get considerably worse than they are now or appear to be, that we're likely to be nearer the bottom of this current downtrend in the market than not. Again, if you think back to March of 2009, which was a great buying opportunity, which was the bottom of the market, Everybody was extremely fearful. All the negatives were being brought to bear and being brought to the forefront, and yet that was the time to be investing going forward.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Are we quite there yet or not? We'll see. But we think we're a lot closer to that point than not.
Marshall, always a pleasure. Big Al's going to be right back with Clyde Harrison and Steve Carr. Stick around.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to close out the first hour on the Cornell Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio programs. Helping me out in this segment are my two good friends, Steve Carr and Clyde Harrison. Steve, I, and Clyde co-host a program that airs on the Business Talk Radio Network called, strangely enough, the Economics Report. You can listen to it on Saturdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The show is heard on a couple dozen BTRN stations, and certainly we're very proud that it also to be on the Genesis Radio Network. Hey, guys, I want to get your opinion about something. You know, I am really, really concerned about the fact that Mr. and Mrs. Average Citizen, and I say average citizen of the world here, not just of America, are soon going to become very aware of just how dire the economic situation is right now. Seattle Times front page headline June 30th was as follows. Economists fear retreat when stimulus runs dry. Growing reluctance to add to deficit means there's nowhere to turn. Okay, the governments of the world, whether you're talking about the European countries, the North American countries, what have you, the governments of the world are broke. Basically, the European countries are turning to the U.S. dollar, and the strength of the U.S. dollar is based pretty much on the fact that the United States is owned in large by the Chinese, okay? This really terrifies me. Clyde, you don't think it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, but, man, I got to tell you, I really think that it really, really is just the beginning of some very, very difficult times. What do you think about that?
Well, beginning of very difficult times, I totally agree with. End of the world is quite a different conclusion. The world still has a lot of wealth. We have a lot of overcapacity to work through. We have governments that have made social promises that could never be kept that are coming due now. And, you know, Europe is backing off of them by saying we're going to cut government dole and raise taxes. I totally agree with governments out of control growing, and it should be slashed tremendously. But at the same time, you should cut taxes to get the economy going. So, yes, we're going to enter some very, very tough times, Al. I totally agree.
Well, one of the themes of this show and the program that the three of us do together is that, you know, as the Chinese say, crisis equals opportunity. There are things that people can do today to protect themselves and, yeah, maybe, you know, even prosper in times like this. Clyde, you know, you're the expert in the sense that you've been involved in the financial community as a very, very successful investor for 20 years. Steve, you started out your financial career in commodities. You were incredibly successful there. I mean, what would you guys tell people here to do?
Well, first of all, Al, I got my license in 1968. I've been in the business 43 years, as terrible as that sounds, sitting here in a chair getting chemo. But I think what you're going to see is we're going into the second phase of deflation. If the margin clerk may get into gold and silver, I've determined I'm going to stay long mine and live through whatever the downside is of the margin clerk using that to pay for stocks that are falling out of bed. In the same account of the guy, I think we hit new lows in the stock market between now and March, and it gets very ugly. And afterwards, I believe the Fed is going to print with abandon, and you have to switch some of your strategies for that.
Steve, let's talk about switching strategies. I mean, what are you, you manage a fair amount of private money. What do you think? I mean, what are you telling your friends that they ought to be doing right now?
Well, one of the things I love, Al, about what we're doing, whether it's on your show here on Genesis or our show together on Business Talk Radio Network, is, you know, we're not being Pollyannish about the problems. We've got some serious problems, but they're systemic problems. They're strategic problems. We've had them before in this country. We defaulted, for example, with our founding fathers on the continental dollar, where they had to turn in 200 continentals to one silver dollar. We've talked about Europe before. You know, thousands of years they've gone through recession, depression, genocide, mass tribal migration. You know, they get through it. As Clyde has said, you know, let's quit debating peak oil and realize that we don't have peak energy. In the same way, we have a problem that the governments are broke. It's a systemic problem. We've got to have a year of jubilee, so to speak. We've got to renegotiate debt. When we talk about a housing crash, houses didn't implode. They're still all out there. We have the assets. So what we've got to do is reevaluate the system, the strategy, whether it's the United States government or any other governments, and say, listen, we no longer can sustain this. We've got to go back to the basics here like our founding fathers did and reestablish all of our institutions, our economic principles, and so forth on solid financial dynamics. This isn't rocket scientists, rocket science. It's basic economics 101.
Basic economics 101. You know, the private sector jobs numbers came out earlier this week, and they were weak. They were not particularly good numbers. You know, this is just another indicator that people really, really need to be very, very careful and very astute in what they're doing. And, you know, I have to tell you, you know, it may seem self-serving for me to, well, it's really not, because I don't sell gold or silver, but I've got to tell you, I want to have some tangibles behind me. I really want to have some tangible wealth behind me, wealth that I can touch, wealth that isn't based on, somebody's promise, wealth that I can't light a cigar with, so to speak. And I have to tell you, I right now really believe that, and this is not investment advice, this is just Al Corland's opinion, and I'd like you guys to elaborate on this, but I've got to tell you, I am convinced that gold or silver is the only place to be, you know, and there's nothing more that I can say at this point. I would not be long the conventional stock market right now. Comments?
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree.
Yeah, and I would just say this, Al, you know, we've been encouraging people to, you know, look at this from an incremental standpoint. You know, get involved. Do something. Forget about, you know, the world economy and the U.S. economy and all that other stuff that you can't control. What can you control? Can you control taking a part of your savings every month and putting it into tangible, physical gold and silver? I've been encouraging people since silver was $4.84 an ounce and gold was $285 dollars an ounce. And every month I ask people, do you have more gold and silver this month than you had last month? And then we're real big into diversifying into gold stocks, you know, companies, juniors especially, where there's a margin of safety there. And if the company has to be liquidated, are the shareholders going to get more than the market cap of the company potentially? So these are types of things, Al. We're not encouraging people to sell the farm. We're just asking them to think in terms of diversifying their portfolios into tangibles. And if I'm right, and silver eventually goes to $1,000 an ounce before a default, and gold goes to $10,000 an ounce, you're going to see people who just accumulated just a very small amount of it, mm-hmm. who all of a sudden are the next generation millionaires, literally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have people who are telling me what difference is there, or who are asking me what difference is it going to make? You know, if economies go to hell in a handbasket, so to speak, what difference is it going to make? I'm going to tell you, the difference it's going to make if you own gold or silver is really simple. You've got something of value that somebody else is going to want. And if they have fuel, food, what have you, they are going to be willing to trade that for a tangible, something that is a tangible monetary asset. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, the folks who sponsor this radio program, Midas, basically, we do provide a link on our homepage to their website. Midas is an excellent, excellent place to purchase gold or silver. And if you want more information on that, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. But I'm saying if you want more information on the services that they offer, I'm going to suggest that you click on the banner, which is on our homepage. Now, I also want to say Steve and I are going to be doing radio for 3 days at a very, very interesting conference that will be taking place July 8th, 9th, and 10th in Las Vegas at Bally's. It is called Freedom Fest. There are going to be some very, very interesting people there. Steve Forbes will be there, Doug Casey, Rick Rule, Dr. Mark Skousen, who is actually the brains and the money, so to speak, behind Freedom Fest. There'll be a lot of politicians there. For those of you who are interested in conservative politics, for those of you who are interested in hard assets, let me tell you, Freedom Fest is a great place to go.
Can I bump in a little?
You got it.
There's one gentleman there that I've known for 40 years, Bert Dolman, who is a speaker.
He will be there, yep.
I would recommend everybody attend.
We're going to have
what he has to say.
And we're going to have him on the show. Hey, stick around. I'll be back to do the second hour of the Cornell Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.